Greetings, dear friends, on this eve of the summer solstice, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg. Listen, a mysterious chorus is magicking the atmosphere. Can you hear it vibrating in the twilight of this long, lingering day? Look. There, as the sapphire sky merges into cobalt blue, there, bright in the west, spreading on the wings of Venus, holding the occult power of Mercury, we meet the Holy Grail. Supporting from below, we see Castor and Pollux, the twins of Gemini, showing us our immortal humanness. And there, above capping space, above the goddess of healing, love, stands virile Mars. That's quite a picture. Yes, the stars are speaking as they do. So, dear ones, will you endeavor to read the starry script, to join the conversation? Will you pronounce the name inscribed there on the cup? On the loving cup. And so it is that for 3 days, the sun stands still. And in our present age, our day star sun enters the fixed stars of Gemini, the twins, which puts the Mother Earth in the opposite stars of the Archer, the constellation connected to the winter solstice. So this is a picture here. We have this vertical axis of the life of sun and earth with the two solstices. And with the equinoxes of spring and autumn, they hold the horizontal axis. So this is forming this great cross of nature. This is the seasonal life and symbol of the earth, right? The circle with the square, the circle with the cross. And upon this cross, we have these Christian festivals with St. John's, right? And the summer solstice and Christmas, coinciding with this vertical axis and Easter and Michaelmas along the horizontal axis. So a lot to contemplate now as we move into this time where the power of the physical sun is greatest. What will we discover when that bright light shines upon our souls?